Defesa primeira. Buenas tardes a todos. Nos sentamos y empezamos la sesión en un minuto. Les agradezco mucho. La sesión va a ser en español.
The session will be in Spanish.
If you need translation, I encourage you to use your headphones. We have translation in which language is it? Spanish, English, right? Sí, okay. A ver, los amigos de allá del lado izquierdo, si se sientan, por favor. Gracias.
Could our friends at the back sit down, please? Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Olga Cavallo, I'm representative of Argentina at the Advisory Committee to GAC. I am honored to have been called to moderate the session on the Net Mundial initiative and the challenges post-Net Mundial, which for our region has been a very important event. As I told you, we will hold the session in Spanish, and I have with me our dear panelists. We have one more panelist who is also very distinguished, which I'm going to mention later, who is going to join us later because he has another commitment. I have Juan Cruz González Arronca, Director of the National Department of Personal Data Protection in Argentina, who is also a member of the Coordinating Committee for the Net Mundial Initiative, about which we are talking today. Next to him is Ambassador Benedicto Fonseca Fil, the Director of the Science and Technology Department for Itamaraty, which is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Brazil. Next to him is my dear friend, Wolfgang Klangfester, who is professor for the University of Aarhus, Denmark. And besides, as you know, he's a very well-known person in the environment. As he said, I'm a veteran of the ICANN environment. Besides being a veteran, he's a member of the ICANN board. And he's a dear friend to us, to Argentina and to the region. Later, we will have Dr. Norberto Werner, who is president of the Federal Authority of Information and Communication Technologies, who, as you know, has been recently created. Before I begin, I would like to remind the audience that the Net Mundial Initiative was started after the Net Mundial Initiative, which was held in April 2014 in São Paulo. It was a unique meeting because it was multi-stakeholder, and besides, this meeting generated a document which had the participation of all stakeholders. Unlike other multi-stakeholder meetings, such as the Internet Governance Forum, which doesn't include in its mandate the creation of negotiated documents, it was an important meeting for our region because it was run by a country of our region. It had the participation of the highest political authorities of the Latin America region and from all over the world. We also had relevant personalities from all the different stakeholders. We are at a scenario that has changed after the Net Mundial meeting. The Net Mundial Initiative emerged by the initiative of the ICANN and Brazil and the World Economic Forum. So besides, it would be important to review what is this initiative, what can we expect from our region and globally from this initiative, and what actions have been taken, what are the next meetings. And besides, if you review the Net Mundial document, there are several very important references related to the transition process that is being conducted nowadays in terms of the role of the U.S. government in the coordination of ICANN. So I'd also like us to have this in mind and see from our panelists what is their opinion and what we said at that Net Mundial document and how much do we have to take into consideration. If you look, in fact, at the comments that Argentina made, we made specific reference to several items of Net Mundial as a document. Without further ado, I'll turn the floor to Juan Cruz, who is next to me. Juan Cruz, welcome. You have the floor. Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. I would like to thank the authorities. And What I'm going to do now is explain, before explaining what are the challenges of Net Mundial, let me tell you where we are from and what are the origins of this initiative. The initiative began in April last year, where in Sao Paulo, 1,480 participants from 97 countries met, including the civil society, the academia, the technical community, the private sector, and government. It was a historical meeting. It set out what we believe was the beginning of a new process, of a new way of looking at internet governance and of participating in this internet governance. As a result, a document was produced. This joint document was shared, involving a series of principles and a guideline for cooperation in internet governance. Many of the members who participated in that event committed to generate an initiative and to continue that, to give continuity to that meeting. This is how Net Mundial initiative came to life. Its main mission was defined by the groups of people who participated in the coordinating committee to provide a platform helping catalyze the practical cooperation among all the stakeholders in order to approach internet topics moving forward in the implementation of the principles that were set out at Net Mundial and the roadmap. How is this initiative representative? How is it organized? We believe that it is organized on an equal footing, that all sectors are represented. We can look at all the representatives of each sector and of each continent. Representation is, as I said, is equal, and it was transparent. All the meetings and conferences were published and streamlined online. I should say that the persons that were our members of the coordinating committee were elected among a group of persons that proposed themselves for those positions. What is the scope of Net Mundial? On the one hand, to exchange information, to help, to serve as a center of exchange of information and disclosure on topics related to internet governance. Another of the items of the scope is collaboration, where we propose to foster a platform for filing projects, finding partners, and establishing collaboration mechanisms. There are open, inclusive, collaborative processes for the communities to share experiences on the best practices in terms of internet governance. At the same time, facilitating participation, engagement, so that all the stakeholders can participate either remotely, by email, or on the blogs that were created to that end. Principles of Net Mundial, they were established in Sao Paulo in 2014. They are the light that we follow, the core in terms of philosophy on which the Net Mundial initiative is based. Development capacities, helping developing countries or generating capacities or networks in order to approach topics related to internet governance. How are we going to do it? How are we doing it? Through a platform that drives practical cooperation. The initiative is going to act as a bridge between the stakeholders who have specific proposals and ideas, and others that are prepared to contribute with their experience, funding, or other forms of contribution to get those ideas to come to life. Modes of operation. I mentioned them before. The initiative undertakes to operate by means of the engagement of the stakeholders in an open, transparent, and inclusive manner as part of the Internet governance ecosystem. The terms of reference of the initiative, together with all the other guiding documents, are developed on the basis of these principles. The initiative will try to supplement and support the tasks of the existing fora. It is not coming to replace any of the Internet governance fora that exist. What are our challenges? This is a series of the challenges that the region foresees to monitor and foster the implementation of the Net Mundial principles, one of them. Second, to strengthen the cross-regional bonds among the stakeholders in the Internet governance ecosystem, consolidating the Net Mundial initiative as an outstanding space in Internet governance, empowering through the platform projects that contribute to the practical implementation of these principles, and especially fostering active engagement of all the ecosystem through the Net Mundial solution map, which is going to be introduced later, in giving special emphasis to developing countries. What are the next steps of the initiative? In a week from now, in Sao Paulo, the coordinating committee will be meeting in Sao Paulo, and the terms of reference will be adopted there. This will lead to the second phase of the initiative. The Council will participate in the next session of the IGF. Those who are interested in the topic and would like to contribute to this initiative, you can go to the website of the initiative, netmundial.org, or you can email this account that you see here on the screen. That's all on my side. Thank you all. This is the vision of the government sector of Latin America and the Caribbean. You can contact me for any question or comment. Thank you, Juan Cruz. I have some questions, but I'll keep them for later. Ambassador Benedicto, you have the floor. Thank you, Olga. I would like to thank the participation in this panel. But before giving my presentation, I would like to clarify three items. Minister Ricardo Azoín, Minister of Communications, should have attended this session. He couldn't come, and he asked me to give his presentation on his behalf. Secondly, it is the minister's understanding that the topic was going to be Net Mundial, evaluating to what extent what has been said at Net Mundial at the Sao Paulo meeting is being materialized or not in the process of ICANN that is being developed right now. And the third point of clarification. I am from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which is part of the government of Brazil, and Net Mundial was organized at the request of the President Dilma Rousseff from Brazil by the Internet Managing Committee, which is a multi-stakeholder committee. My comments are from one of the stakeholders that organized the meeting. They don't represent automatically the position of the committee. I'm speaking on behalf of the government, making an assessment of what has been said regarding the transition process. In terms of the Net Mundial initiative, I wouldn't be prepared to speak, but there are colleagues of the Internet Management Committee in the audience. Maybe if it is necessary, there's a person in the audience that could speak on behalf of the initiative. The Sao Paulo meeting, for us, we are very happy to have organized the meeting, having hosted the meeting, because we believe it was a very special moment where the multi-stakeholder global community, including governments, were able to have a unique experience, because we were not tied to a specific process. We had no rules of procedure, whether from the UN, etc. And we were totally free to have a reflection on the topics proposed, global principles for internet governance. And that was one part. The other part was thinking of the roadmap ahead. On this aspect, the roadmap ahead, I believe those two paragraphs refer to the process of ICANN. I would like to focus my presentation on these. What has been said, what has emerged from Net Mundial in terms of the transition process, and this represents the consensus, the rough consensus of those who participated. And I'm clarifying one more thing here. The process that we followed was a collaborative participatory process where the agenda of the meeting was built as from the comments that we received. And the conduct of the meeting also followed the same format. There was no formal mechanism for the level of the consensus. We were guided by a feeling of our understanding of what we were trying to do. The document reflected the consensus, and we did this through the end. At the end, we had confirmation that some parts did not feel represented in the consensus. However, I believe that all the same, the final document of Net Mundial represents, let's say, an important percentage of what would be the consensus of the international community. But I could say that some, specifically some countries, declared very clearly at Net Mundial that they did not agree with that consensus. However, the validity of the exercise and the lessons that we learned in the course of our experience, all that was a contribution made to the community. This meant precious lessons on how we can work in a multi-stakeholder environment and reach specific results. This was a new experience to some extent, and we are really proud to have been part of this and to have conducted it in Brazil with the participation of the whole community. The document of Net Mundial in the part referred to the roadmap says about the transition process the following. I'm going to make a quite selective reading, trying to go to the most important aspects, the debate about the mechanisms to guarantee transparency and responsibility for the sections. Once the role performed by the government of the United States has been concluded, must be conducted through an open process with the involvement of all the stakeholders besides those that are part of ICANN. Our evaluation is that this is being completed, not perfectly maybe, but an important concern is seen for an inclusive process to have an opportunity to make contributions and we believe that that concern is really being dealt with. All mechanism that is adopted should protect an open bottom-up of the nature of the processes for product policy development to guarantee the stability and flexibility of the internet. Here, we believe that this is a clear concern in the process to maintain that bottom-up process to guarantee that in the end, the net will continue to be stable and open. I believe we have no doubt about it. But there are other parts of the Net Mundial document that we believe are not being complied with in such a binding manner, in tune with what was said at Net Mundial, which reflects an important consensus from the community besides some dissenting voices. The document reads, it is advisable to discuss, to debate the appropriate relationship between political and operational aspects. Here, we believe that this is not the case. The process is clearly being concentrated on the operational part, the technical part. There is a key concern, are very legitimate, that at the end of the process, ICANN should continue to perform, the IANA functions will continue to be performed without any problem from the technical standpoint. I believe we all agree on that. From the government of Brazil, there is no doubt that that should be the case. But Net Mundial has recommended that there should be a balance to include the political aspects discussion. Here, I believe that this is not happening. Our assessment is that the transition from ICANN refers rather, it's not aimed at resolving a technical issue. Technically, it's working fine. It should continue to work fine. But there is a question of legitimacy at ICANN. Besides, on the side of the government, there is a very strong questioning on the way in which ICANN has been established, in the way that the governance is exercised. In our opinion, this is related to the political decision, and that is not happening.
Also, the document says that this transition should be conducted thoughtfully, with a focus on maintaining the security and stability of the Internet, empowering the principle of equal participation among all stakeholder groups. And here in the English text says equal footing between stakeholders. And it is something that we believe is important in a governance model, in a multi-stakeholder model. My government always is guided by two basic critical principles that have emerged from the Tunisian summit, the summit in Tunis, that the governance in internet should be multi-stakeholder involvement and supporting the full involvement of all stakeholders. And this is the first one. And the second principle is that this involvement should be based on the different roles and responsibilities of each player. This implies, in our opinion, that some subjects, the participation of the academia may be more important than the government, and in some other cases, just the opposite. For instance, fighting cybercrime, security. But in technical subjects, we acknowledge the technical community, but this does not mean that governments don't have a role or should not do it. From the government's standpoint, we believe that the government has the clear mission of being updated and making propositions as to public policy, and the government, as implementing political policy, has a strong interest. And we believe that in this process, the role of the government as a stakeholder that can contribute to raising issues to public policy has not been considered suitably. I believe this is associated to the way ICANN is organized today, where governments are not part of the decision-making process and where governments have an advisory role. that scenario we know was imposed by the contract, and the way ICANN was organized in association to the U.S. government, which determined that this would be the case, that this way of doing things is guiding the process, and at the end of the day, the solution it is aiming at in the case that this scenario will continue to be like that. So we believe that this principle, the transition should consider an equal footing, and we believe this is not taking place. It is also expected that in the ICANN globalization process, things would gain speed, which will bring about an independent organization, truly international and global, at the service of public, in the service of public interest, with clear and checked mechanisms of transparency and clarity, meeting the requirements of the global community. Let me highlight here the words independent and international, truly international and global. In our eyes, this takes ICANN to aim at being an organization that, at the end of the day, has a legal status directly associated to the will of its contracting parties. That is, there is a legal state that provides it independence and international organization status. I'm not talking about an intergovernmental organization in relation to internet governance, but I'm talking about an organization whose rules would be discussed and adopted by multi-sectoral community, including governments, but on equal footing the other sectors. We are talking about a novelty exercise, unprecedented exercise, but I believe that ICANN's example could perhaps be a seed for a new paradigm of international cooperation where government, civil society, private sector have agreed in setting up an organization to manage a resource everybody is interested in with rules agreed among them. And that, I believe, it is a process at which we are aiming. For it to continue to be an organization organized under the rules of the state of California, not as a decision of the stakeholders, but as a consequence of the previous scenario that will perpetuate. So NET Mundial aims at the vision that ICANN becomes a truly international, independent organization. Clearly, we are in a process. Several solutions thought of ways to strengthen or provide better surveillance have been ruled out because this has been considered not to fit Californian rules or existing rules or procedures or existing something. So this existing and is like a pre-existing condition. So we believe it is a limiting factor to the process and goes against the message of NET Mundial toward the process. And finally, it says that the active representation from all stakeholders in the ICANN structure from all regions is a key issue in the process of a successful organization. We can clearly see here that the involvement of the Latin American region continues to grow. It is a very positive development also of other regions. Progress is required there. This is not just ICANN that has an economic context, but we see that there is interest in moving forward. This is also a trend. We're moving toward that goal, even when now there's still a lot of it to be done to reach a level where the representation of all global organizations and countries and people that are actually involved in the system today and those who are outside who have an interest believe there's still room for improvement, but we are aware that there is an effort in that sense, and we believe it is very important. That is my comment. I would like to apologize for the length of my presentation. We would like to give a round of applause to the ambassador. I have a number of questions, but I will leave them for the end. Herr Kleinrechter.
Thank Olga for organizing this panel. I want to thank the Argentinian host, and I want to thank in particular Brazil and Benedicto for writing internet history in 2014, because this the Sao Paulo conference, probably from a perspective in 5 or 10 years from now, will be remembered as a watershed in 20, 40, 50 years of discussion on internet governance. Benedicto, I will not comment on the YANA transition, because we have so many discussions here on the YANA transition, and we should concentrate in this panel on the Net Mundial initiative, which I accept as is partly interlinked and was also driven by the idea, you know, to finalize the YANA transition. But let me start with a brief looking back into the year 2003 in December, when the first phase of the World Summit on the Information Society risked to collapse. There were two conflicting views how the internet should be organized in the future. The US government said internet has to be based on private sector leadership, and the Chinese government said internet has to be based on governmental leadership. And it was difficult to reach a compromise. The compromise in the very last hour was, okay, we do not make a decision here and now. We create a working group, and then we asked the working group to come with a solution. The working group was established by Kofi Annan, at this time the Secretary General of the United Nations, and Carlos Afonso was a member of it. I don't know whether he's still in the room. And the first meeting we had with Kofi Annan, I remember this, was when he said, look, the internet is an innovation in technology, and all what we is around us is based on innovation. But in policy, we are still using the instruments and tools from the 19th and 20th century. We need innovation in policy. Go ahead and come with an innovation in policy. After 2 years of discussion in the working group of internet governance, we concluded in our final report, which was then sent to the Tunis summit, the second phase of the World Summit on Information Society, we concluded the internet does not need a leader. It needs the involvement of all stakeholders. So I think for the time in 2005, 10 years ago, the multi-stakeholder approach for managing the internet was, in our eyes, an innovation for policymaking. What we have seen in the 10 years from since the Tunis agenda is that everybody supports, or more or less everybody supports, the idea of the multi-stakeholder concept. But nobody can exactly say what it is, what multi-stakeholder or what multi-stakeholderism is. You have, you know, numerous different interpretations, and meanwhile you have also different practices. For instance, I can say we are a multi-stakeholder organization, but at the end of the day, it's the private sector, the board, which makes the decision, and governments are in advisory capacity. This is what Benedicto said. It's not on equal footing. So that means governments are in advisory capacity. The World Summit process, we have now the Business 10 review, argues we are a multi-stakeholder process. But the final decision-making is in the hand of an intergovernmental negotiation process. Other stakeholders are consulted, but they cannot influence the final decision-making. The Internet Governance Forum, which is also a multi-stakeholder body, says, okay, everybody is on equal footing in the IGF, but the IGF does not take decisions. And now we have Net Mundial. And this is, that's why I said, you know, from a historical perspective, this probably is a watershed. For the first time, we had all stakeholders involved on equal footing, and an outcome was produced. Not legally binding, that's important to remember, so, but there was a commitment by a huge number of governments, by the most important private sector representatives from the internet economy, by the majority of the technical community, the ISTAR organizations, and by a broad group of civil society organizations. Not everybody was happy, as Benedicto has said. You know, some governments has reserved their opinions. Some civil society groups were not happy. And like always in negotiation, at the end of the day, everybody is equally unhappy with the document. But after a couple of weeks or months or years, then you see, oh, this is a unique document. This has really value and paves the way for the future and is a helpful instrument for the future. So that means the NMI and the follow-up, which is called now the Net Mundial Initiative, has added a new, an additional element to what is called now the internet governance ecosystem. As the other speakers have said, the Net Mundial did not replace other organizations. It's not another IGF. So it's just a new mechanism, an innovative mechanism, a platform, which will allow the next step into the still uncharted territory. We have to be aware the cyberspace is an unknown territory. We have entered this only 10, 20 years ago. So that means it's like a discovery. We have still to find out, you know, what are all the mechanisms in this new space that is like the conqueror a couple of hundred years ago came to North America and said, okay, oh, that's a new country. Let's discover what we can find here. So, and this is the process, you know, we see ahead of us. We have entered a new space and now we have to explore the space, what can be done with this. And I think the Net Mundial Initiative, the Net Mundial Conference and the Net Mundial Initiative did great steps into this direction and said, okay, let's courageous, let's not fail backwards and use the instruments from the 19th and 20th century to settle problems of the 21st century. Let's create new instruments, instruments of the 21st century to manage the problems of the 21st and 22nd century, because more problems will be ahead of us. We are in the early days of this much bigger transition than the YANA transition. It's a transition from the industrial society to the information society, and we have still 85 years to go in the 21st century. So that's still a long way ahead of us. How I see, and let me conclude with this, this Net Mundial Initiative, which has followed the Net Mundial Conference. The fear was in Sao Paulo, after this huge success with the conference, that the steam which was produced will, after a couple of weeks and months, disappear. And the document will go to the archives of the forgotten documents. So this would have been bad, because this was such a unique thing. So that means something was needed, you know, to continue. And insofar, you know, the energy of some groups behind it, in particular, SGIBR from Brazil and ICANN and also the World Economic Forum and others, people said, okay, you know, this is an asset we have to push forward. So, and the functions which I see for the Net Mundial Initiative as the result of an open, transparent and inclusive discussion in a bottom-up way in the last couple of months is that this initiative can have three functions. In my eyes, the first function could be the clearinghouse function. So that means a lot of issues are unclear. So, and all the, I can support Benedicto when he said, okay, each issue needs probably a different governance model, because this is also the result of the discussion of the last years, that we have not one governance model which fits all issues, but we have to build the specific governance model around the issue. So a policy for fighting cybercrime probably will look different than a policy for managing IP addresses. So, and insofar, we have to clear this. That's why we need places or mechanisms or instruments or platforms which help to find the right answer, to clear an issue so that we can, based on this clearance, can build the governance model around the issue. The second function for the NMI, in my eyes, is an enabling function. It enables people to move forward. So the, what the Indian minister said this morning in the opening speech, he said, you know, the internet is a multi-layer, multiplayer mechanism, different layers, different players. It has no central authority which can give orders to the rest of the world. So it creates a platform which enables people to do something on their own. So that means we need more creativity, more innovation. And this innovation will not come from a central place. This innovation will come, as in the internet, from the edges, where the people are, they communicate to each other, and then they say, okay, this is a good idea, let's move forward. Not only with technology, new applications and services, but also, you know, with policies. I think this is a great platform and a great opportunity to enable various groups, individuals, to be creative and to innovative. And it's certainly an inspiring function. It inspires people and say, you know, even there's a small core group now, the so-called Coordination Council. But the whole Coordination Council is, you know, just like an engine in a big ship. So that means, and this big ship has space and places for hundreds, for thousands of other players. So this is an open mechanism, and it's an inspiring mechanism. And so if we look forward and say, okay, we have to clear something, we have to enable people that they can participate, and we have inspired people so that they can create and can innovate. So this gives the Net Mundial Initiative a good orientation for the future. And let me finish with, you know, one issue which were discussed in the last couple of weeks again and again. The NMI is not a competitor to the IGF. The IGF is a discussion platform created by the World Summit Information Society. It started with a lot of mistrust. Some groups like ISOC, including ICANN, had a lot of reservation against the IGF. But after 2-3 years, they said, oh, the IGF is a good thing, and now they are supportive. But the IGF is for discussion. The Net Mundial Initiative is not for discussion. There is no need to have another discussion space. But this is really for translating the discussion into action. This is for projects, for concrete activities. In an article, I have tried to formulate this. The IGF is talking the talk, and the Net Mundial Initiative has to is walking the walk. So that means they have to deliver something. I think this is the challenge. This is not a done deal. This is still open. And the meeting next week will discuss how we can move forward with projects. So that means we do not yet know, you know, how to translate talking into walking. So, and that's why, you know, I invite everybody, you know, to come with ideas, to participate in public comments period, to produce proposals. And as it was outlined in the first speech, the timetable is though that we will have a meeting next week in Sao Paulo. And then the next big meeting is at the eve of the IGF in November in Brazil. And this is a good time to produce new ideas. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias, Wolfgang. Gracias a nuestros tres panelistas.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Wolfgang, and thank you to our three panelists. We have a microphone that is multi-stakeholder. Remember, Net Mundial, there was one microphone for each stakeholder. Well, we have one for all stakeholders. So I'm going to invite those of you who have comments. We have a fixed mic, not a roving mic. If you would like to make a comment or a question, you're invited to go to the stakeholder mic, as Raul is already there. Welcome, Raul. You have the floor. Hello, can you hear me? I can hear myself. Can you hear me? Well, seeing that the panelists are speaking Spanish, I'm going to do the same. Thank you, Benedicto, for making the effort to speak in your perfect Spanish. Well, the title of the session was something like Challenges Post-Net Mundial for the LAC region. So I will try to focus on that. Of course, I agree with the positive evaluation of the Net Mundial process and last year's meeting in Brazil. I am very proud to have been part and to have made a contribution to that work. I believe that it is very valuable. I liked the analysis of Benedicto to focus on precisely what we wrote over a year ago and what we are doing now. Besides the specific comments, many of which I agree with, I believe that what's important is to do this exercise, to check what is it that we agreed upon last year in São Paulo and work on evaluating how we've advanced and committed on the advancement of those agreements. That's the approach that I like the most. I don't think that there is one single way to work on the application of the Net Mundial agreements. I believe that this initiative is really fine. This Net Mundial initiative is okay. There are many people that I respect and that I'm fond of there. But we have to be cautious with it was decided to name the initiative after this meeting. This may reduce the reach aspect. What's important is to advance in all those principles that we agreed upon at the historic process, which is unprecedented, not only at internet governance, but also at international governance in general. And we should work in that direction. I see that a lot has been done in the Internet Governance Forum, and that the work is being done in which Benedicto is really involved as to the development of the best practices. Policy options are being offered, and that's a very important breakthrough, because at the end of the day, nobody wants specific and unique recommendations from the EJF. Those who many times request those complete outcomes from the EJF will be unhappy if we said, this is what you have to do. So submitting options for policies is a very good solution. I believe I can continue to work in that direction and in the understanding that there is no one single way of working on the implementation of last year's agreements. We, for sure, should not lose the focus of looking at the wealth of diversities and opportunities where we can work at several fora. Thank you very much. That's it from me. Thank you, Raul. This is Olga. Anybody would like to participate on the multi-stakeholder microphone? Valeria, Juan Carlos, welcome. Valeria with her new look. Very briefly, just to reaffirm Raul's comments, we came to this meeting, which is a discussion about the challenges of Net Mundial. The initiative is one of the options, but there may be and there will be many others. Very briefly, I would like to give my support to Raul's vision on the treatment to the future of the initiatives and the roadmap, etc. And of course, all the initiatives and projects and activities that seek to include the vision of Net Mundial are welcome. That's just that. Thank you. Good afternoon, Valeria Betancourt from the Association for the Progress of Communications. I would like to thank the panel for the overview that they offered. I would also like to support the vision that Raul shared And I believe that it is in the diversity that we will find much of the value of what is to come to identify the challenges we have ahead. In particular for Latin America, I would like to comment that last year in the regional meeting of Internet governance, a process of debate and reflection started on how the principles and the roadmap adopted at Net Mundial would translate into the regional reality. I believe that depending on the regions and the context, that is a process that will take time. Maybe we won't be able to give the leap immediately. I believe that it is important that in the regions, the Net Mundial is being considered as a basis, not only as a framework, but also in terms of the framework for action. We expect that in August in this year, we can continue to reflect at the regional meeting of Internet governance in Mexico. And we'd like to make a special call to the members of the Net Mundial Initiative Council Latin America to join the debate. It would be very important to have their vision at the same time as they could collect their perspectives to integrate them into the plan and into the reflection occurring globally with the Net Mundial Initiative. Thank you very much, Valeria. This is Olga speaking. I would like to welcome our special panelist of the afternoon, Dr. Norberto Werner, who is president of the Federal Authority of Information and Communication Technologies Argentina. It is an agency that was recently created. Norberto, as I told you at the beginning, was busy with another activity, but he was kind enough to join our panel. Norberto, to brief you, Professor Klemester and Juan Cruz have been telling you about the Net Mundial Initiative, and Ambassador Benedicto has been telling us about the document of Net Mundial and what news there are about the Diana transition. And you have the floor, and welcome to the panel. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for the presentation. I apologize for being late. Evidently, we are going through a very, very nice moment in the region, in the world, and in Argentina, too. In December last year, the National Congress passed a national law, which we called Digital Argentina, Argentina Digital, which upgrades the regulatory framework in terms of telecommunications, including many fundamental elements in terms of the debate over the Internet. For example, it was clearly established the net neutrality in terms of pursuant to a debate that took over 2 years at Congress, although the discussion of digital Argentina law took around 4 months overall. Today is a very special day because June the 12th, the Secretariat of Communications ceased to exist, which I run. What was the previous ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires? ICANN 48, which was about 2 years ago, I was starting as a Secretary of Communications. Now, at ICANN 53, I am taking over as president of this new agency. Today, we held the first Board of Directors meeting. This agency that regulates is the regulator in terms of communications and in terms of ICT. It integrates with the Board of Directors, very interesting, because it includes 7 members, of which 2 are proposed by the executive. One is the chairman of the board. I have the honor to play that role. 3 directors are proposed by a 2-chamber commission of the Congress, representing the 3 first political minorities, 2 of which have been appointed. A 3rd one is in debate. And 2 other directors, one proposed by the provinces of Argentina. You must know that Argentina consists of 23 provinces or federal states and one autonomous city. These 24 districts propose a sixth director and the seventh director, and this is the reason why I'm telling it here, is proposed by the Federal Council of Technologies and Digitalization, which is integrated by 34 members, of which one comes from each province and three representatives from the telecommunications workers, two representatives from the telephony industry, one large company and one cooperative or SME. At the same time, there is one representative for the ISPs, one representative for ICT non-profit. We have many cooperatives in Argentina which provide telecommunication services. And there is one representative from the users and consumers associations, therefore, and one representative, which is not a minor one, from the academia, from the universities from Argentina, which are several. And they propose one of the members of this council. As you may see, I don't know if this is accurate, but it's quite similar to a multi-stakeholder model. And at the same time, this system or this council does not make minor decisions, but proposes one of the directors. It has actual power, and at the same time, it is the agency that revises, oversees the board decisions. It is the one who can remove the members. This council can change its members. So we are going through a very nice moment today. We had the first board of directors meeting, so I apologize for my delay. The idea of chatting with you today, I know that Juan Cruz and Benedicto and Wolfgang were talking to you before me. The idea is to review after Net Mundial, and now I'm talking as a government or Argentina administration, as part of a state whose authorities are elected democratically, to revise and tell you about our vision of this transition process. At Net Mundial, a framework of reference was established for everybody, for government, the private sector, the civil society, the technical community, the academia. And this final document, where we worked and discussed a lot, I was lucky to participate in that event, and it was really an effort of all the parts. The same as any final document, it has its ups and downs. Some things we like more, some things we like less, but this is why we constructed it together. It is reaffirmed and recognized that internet is a global resource that has to be managed for the benefit of the interest of the public interest. The importance of human rights is reaffirmed, and a series of governance principles is set out. It was very important that this Buenos Aires meeting, a lot of progress is being made in that respect. The contribution and the commitment of all the parties on working or the transfer of the IANA stewardship in relation to the announcement that the United States government has done to globalize IANA in the framework of ICANN. We agreed, and this is why we actively participated as government from GAC and also from every possible instance to accompany and strengthen. I believe that we have made no statement to stop or postpone any of the decisions. On the contrary, we are not refusing any of the analysis from the technical community. But we are really paying attention to compliance with the commitments and terms, because we believe that the work of the technical community is great. We are really respectful of it, and we know about its problems. Argentina is one of the countries that has put up a satellite. So we know this takes time, but there is a moment where you have to bring the satellite on the rocket and launch it. Otherwise, it will be only R&D, and this is not R&D. We are conducting a process that is directly related to the everyday life of each and all of the citizens of the world, because, as we said before, at Net Mundial, what happens on the Internet happens in the real life, and the other way around. Internet things don't happen. It's not a parallel world. It's not that you hire something on the Internet and you lose money. Well, you lose real money, physical money. It's not virtual. E-commerce is something that happens, and so on and so forth. This is the most important example, but privacy of personal data and national security, all the topics and items that happen on the Internet happen in real life. This is why we have embraced one of the principles of Net Mundial, which is the Internet regulation has to be in line with what the legislation of real life. That is to say, our agency is not going to regulate over bitcoins or mobile money. It probably is going to regulate on the quality of service, because if you use platforms, data platforms or telecommunications or internet platforms, the quality of service and compliance with technology conditions will be related to the regulation, but not the money question in itself, the same as tax aspects. That relates to the real life, the same as human rights. We have public agencies and private agencies and civil society agencies that preserve and safeguard and struggle for human rights, and they will be in charge of the content of the Internet. So I believe that Net Mundial has been really clear in this respect, and it strengthens the position of ICANN into being a technical body which searches for security, stability, and resilience of the system. Now, as I told you before, we are concerned and we are focused on the globalization of Internet occurring, because in the end, the countries that have embraced the discussion at Net Mundial and who besides have a clear vision and we participate in international agencies, we have clearly decided certain things so that this would come true. If the internationalization or globalization of ICANN does not occur, and finally we maintain and continue to have the bylaws of the state of California, because it's not even the constitution of the United States, we are in trouble. We are in trouble, and we are in serious trouble. From Argentina, we will embrace a true internationalization process, which does not mean, as Benedicto must have said, because we've discussed it extensively with the Minister of Communications of Brazil, it doesn't mean a new intergovernmental agency or a merely intergovernmental aspect, but complying with the principles and understanding the eminently technical role that ICANN has and the multi-stakeholder model. But no doubt, the multiple stakeholders need to, and let me say it bluntly, constituency, a regional constituency. Otherwise, it's not true that we are globalizing and assuming the multi-stakeholder model. If we stick to the conditions set out by the government of the U.S. under the framework of what has been done, because it was provided for by the bylaws of the state of California, well, then we do not have an international and global agency, and the independence that was mentioned today by Fadi will not be such. We support that this process should be an autonomous process for this community with all the stakeholders fulfilling their roles and with all the countries on an equal footing. If you wish, we request from the governments, the different stakeholders, to undertake that responsibility, and they undertake to defend the interests of the communities that they represent in front of any force. They should not be afraid of the government of California, for example.
Nosotros venimos acompañando.
Within the framework, we have been walking by this process, and I wanted to talk about a limit we found and a concrete case where the involvement of the governments and the sovereign states has to be very clear, because we said we don't have any problem in IPv4, IPv6 to be something technical that we find out just to apply it. We also talk about the seven layers needs to be discussed to the third or fourth. Is this telecoms or not? That discussion is okay. But when we touch upon things associated to pure sovereignty, we believe there is a limit and there is a point where this organization has to report to international governmental organization. I see someone who's been fighting for this. All of you know and should know, because the resolutions of the permanent UN resolutions determine that there is a conflict of sovereignty, quite important historical conflict with the UK. And that is associated to the sovereignty on the Malvinas Island, Georgia Islands, archipelagos, Falklands. I've not pronounced it well, the speaker says. Malvinas is the name for us, the speaker says. This has had a number of resolutions, multiple resolutions by the UN, who have said something very clear. It directs, it recommends, it demands that the Great Britain to sit at the table and discuss with the Argentinian state the Malvinas issue, just to sit, to negotiate, to talk and discuss. At the same time, it has instructed all the third parties to refrain from getting involved in that conflict of sovereignty. Those resolutions include that Malvinas Islands are called Malvinas. If they want to call them Falkland, they can. But clearly, the word Malvinas should be included. And Argentina calls them Malvinas. If they want to call them Falkland, that's okay, but they should be called Malvinas. A technical organization then moves forward and probably in good faith makes a serious mistake. And what is the error? That they use the naming of another private organization, ISO, to say what the countries in the world are. And no, ladies and gentlemen, they are acknowledged by other countries in the world and the UN. Therefore, the fact the .fk and Georgia's and Sandwich without footnotes and the observation in compliance with the UN resolution is an error that hurts our souls, because we walk hand in hand with ICANN. It takes place in Buenos Aires many a time, and something that we have gotten support from most of the world, you leave us aside with this. And this is where we say, and we raise our flag and say, I can, the multi-stakeholder community, the technical community, has a limit. National sovereignty should be respected, in some cases, beyond the multiple stakeholder approach. And this is a clear, concrete case where the ICANN resolution system fails because it does not comply with UN resolutions. And in this case, it's not lack of democracy. Organizations, countries, members of the UN, especially in this 21st century, are mostly democratic organizations. We are democratic states. The representatives of the Argentinian peoples are chosen by popular will, the Argentinian people. If we talk about democracy, few things are more democratic than a government chosen by its people. This is a point that we understand that within the framework of the internationalization of ICANN, the role of the states need to be reviewed. We do not intend to discuss IPv4 or IPv6. We do not intend to have a different role from the one of the other communities in this discussion about IPv4, IPv6, or personal data. Of course, there are many national laws that need to be considered. We are not interested in the regulation of the contents of the internet at all. We support the multi-stakeholder model in the network. But talking about sovereignty, it is critical for us to be careful, or else what will or may happen is that we find limitations to the possibility of walking hand in hand, and what is expected to be avoided or prevented. That is to say, governmental states moving forward on things that have been working well and that are basically technical or have to do with multiple stakeholder communities to take governments to a serious scenario where we have to intervene and put forward a different mechanism. So we need to continue to work strongly for this to take place soon, now, so that the ICANN community is and feels sovereign, and because an internationalization process that is broken at the beginning because it is born with inherent limitations of the rules of one of the countries of the world, just one, moves forward in the wrong direction. And when we ask we democratic governments to carefully consider the role of the states, we are considering things such as the sovereignty of the Malvinas Islands, the speaker says. We're thinking of Crimea. We're thinking of situations associated to world peace and the security of the states. These are the areas we have to take care of and where there is no neutrality. I understand that ICANN, when talks about using ISO, it considers it's using a neutral tool. The neutral tool in sovereignty is the UN. There's no neutral organization as to state sovereignty. Therefore, the message we would like to convey from the government of Argentina is the following. We are quite satisfied with the progress made up to the present time. We are quite satisfied with what happened after this world scenario, and we believe that ICANN is moving forward in this process of internationalization. We don't want it to stop. We want the schedules to be complied this. The schedules, the deadlines are pretty tight. We are beyond what we had agreed, but there is a clear work plan, at least. The community needs to understand that that deadline is there to be met, that there's not all the time in the world out there to do this, because this is happening today in real life. The citizens of the world, we citizens of the world, need a secure, interoperable, resilient internet that secures security, sovereignty of the states, the possibility of a neutral position, which we understand. The addition of all relevant players. And in this sense, I believe that another positive effect is that in all countries, we're working to build our own multiple stakeholder systems. But let's not leave aside this. Let's not do away with this process. Let's not leave this to happen. I know you are making an enormous effort, and in the government of Argentina, in the region, in Latin America, in sisters and brothers of Latin America, that will hold this before the organization it has to put it up with. Dr. Berner, thank you very much. Do you have time for questions? We have some 10 minutes for questions. We have a microphone that's a multi-stakeholder microphone. We just have one, unlike the world meeting. Any questions? I see Sergio moving forward. Good, Sergio. Welcome, Sergio. Oh, you can hear me well. Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you, Norberto, for the Malvinas presentation. I have two concerns. This is to Norberto. The first thing is, how can other organizations associated to internet users participate or support this AFTIC process from now on? And it would be good for Argentinians to know that. And second, get deeper into something you talked about, the Dutch GS.FK and the Malvinas issue. I think there is something more complicated. I can determine somehow that Malvinas is an independent state, and it is not. Argentina considers it to be its national territory. The UK considers, I'm sure, it's an occupied territory. But that territory is not an independent state, and I can should fix that sometime. We asked four times already to set up a committee to discuss this, involving all the stakeholders, discussing as to how the problem will be solved. Up to the present time, there has not been any solution. We hope that ICANN can now solve that issue. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sergio, Dr. Cavalli says. Sergio, Dr. Cavalli says, you brought this issue forward in 2013. Sergio says, Senegal 2011, Costa Rica 2012, Buenos Aires 2013. And at no time the board issuing any feedback on that. And that is complex, because the public forum and the interventions we have and the documents we have delivered become just something to be destroyed. They have not responded anything. From the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we have sent letters also to ISO to have the Malvinas Falkland denomination. The UK is an authority in ISO, but now the Argentinian standardizing body, IRAM, used to be an observer, but now after a number of meetings, they can bring forward proposals to the list, but these processes are long and complex. But we have also made our contribution. Dr. Cavalli answered, but the board said that they would do something about it, yes. Any other question for our panel? I have a question. May I, Dr. Barnes says. Very frankly, we advertise this. We brought a broader publicity to this. The possibility of registering in the entity list was open, and it's still open. It was published in the Official Gazette. Honestly, the registration process is completed, but the agency is out there. This needs to grow. It's renewed every 2 years. Therefore, I expect more registrations to the entity registry, and there are 40-something agencies and organizations have been registered. More should be registered. The process will be more wide encompassing. From the mere fact that there are people from the opposition, we are more than one making decisions, and the Federal Council will have a clear existence. Come over, register yourselves. Let's discuss. One of the most serious problems that we had and we continue to have is associated to the representativity of the multiple stakeholders. If we look at the corporate purpose, 75% of civil society organizations in Argentina should be entitled to becoming a member of this organization, this council. This is not restrictive. On the contrary, this has been put together to exist for many years in CGI. Brazil started many years ago, and we started with CAPI. That was a proto-experience. We have gotten to the National Congress. The Council is actually operating, and in the multiple exchanges with time, there will be room for participation. CABASE is one. Even when they are not users and consumers, maybe any of the areas hats include the technical community. It is a process in permanent development, even when formally this round of registration has concluded. It's open for you to join us. It's good to discuss who is representative in each of the stages. So the AFTIC is open to all and every of the interested parties. Thank you, Norberto, says Dr. Cavalli. You are right. I got emotional with the Malvinas issue, and I forgot about the previous question. I would like to know whether there will be any system for those who are not involved in this 30-something representatives, considering that a part of the society of academia or a company would like to bring forward some comment, some suggestion, whether there will be any mechanism online to make this contribution, or there will be calls for contributions or open meetings. Have you thought of this already? The implementation of the Argentinian Digital Act implies a permanent interaction with everybody. Actually, we have done it, but it happens with telecoms as with internet, such as ICANN is open and no one comes forward. We published this in the Official Gazette and nobody came. The implementation of something so complex as telecom regulation implies more open processes, more closed processes, and in some instance of implementation, I'm sure there will be experiences of collective organization. But we continue to work. Nick does not belong to AFTIC or this authority, and it was a conscious decision that was associated to securing a way to operate that very well developed the NIC process in Argentina. So stakeholders have many possibilities of getting involved through the Federal Council and the board. is not a balanced approach. Universal service is something we will work with, and it has to do with infrastructure. A core thing of the organization and the Argentinian Digital Act is to do away with the digital gap and develop as a work for IXS, NAPS, and that sort of thing, that for internet governance alone. When we discuss the cost model, for instance, we are already calling all stakeholders to provide internet and data networks in Argentina. On a case-by-case basis, it is open. We have a web page. It's called aftec.org.ar. It used to be the CNC web page, but follow us and you will see the news. I believe that this is the end of the panel. I would like to thank Benedicto Norberto Juan Cruz for having joined us and shared such important news. We expect that this jurisdiction thing arrives at a safe haven. It's a difficult thing. There's room for an opportunity for feedback. I would like to thank you all and to wish you a good day, and thank you for having joined us. Dr. Cavalli completes her statement.